The United Nations Interim Force in Lebanon, or UNIFIL, will remain in Lebanon. This week, the UN Security Council voted unanimously to keep the multinational peacekeeping force in place for another year. Its goal is to ensure a shaky ceasefire between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah. Both have complained about UNIFIL, but as the world's Aaron Schachter tells us, civilians think differently.
So with this particular exercise, you create the sound of a bee. This, in fact, resonates the brain cells which have been lying dormant for the past few days, maybe months.
Lieutenant Colonel G.S. Rupal is from INDBAT, as the Indian Battalion is called. Their job, when they're not out looking for Hezbollah weapons smuggling or Israeli incursions into southern Lebanon, is to teach yoga in the small village of Ebel el-Saki. The class is mostly women, with a smattering of young teenage boys. Rupal says men here probably don't think of yoga as manly enough for them. So while yoga classes are the Indians' biggest project, they also organize soccer tournaments, teach English, and even provide dental care. Rupal says even the villagers who don't participate get the message that the Indian troops are here to help.
It certainly helps to reach out to the locals, and certainly it is a big stepping stone for healthy interaction and relationship.
This is always interesting for an American audience, because everywhere that our soldiers go, we want to win the hearts and minds. Why do you think you're able to do it where Americans are not?
Where the Americans are deployed, the situations are different. The genesis of the problem is different. So we cannot compare one situation with the other.
But the U.S. isn't the only army with PR problems. Some UNIFIL units here in the South have been attacked, some say because of their cocky, we-know-best attitude. The Indian Battalion spokesman, Major Rishi Raj, says it is possible to do your job and be liked.
You would find us moving without bulletproofs. We are moving in single soft-top vehicles. It is because we have the confidence of the people. We have that confidence that if I go out or if my boys go out, we will not be targeted.
See, my baby, I want to baby.
Just north of the Israeli border is the town of Hula, where NEPBAT, the Nepali Battalion, helps run a community center. Mona Mustafa is a local organizer here. She says if Hula's 3,000 residents had asked for money from one of the religious or political groups, that faction would have controlled what's taught and who taught it. But the Nepalese have allowed them to do their own thing.
And now, after around 2 years, you can see they are partners in this center, because before we used to ask for what we need. Now they propose.
At another village in South Lebanon, Indonesian soldiers are hard at work. They teach a group of boys from Burj Rahal Bahasa, the Indonesian language, which is not such a big hit. But language class is just a warm-up to the main event, the martial art of Taekwondo. The Indonesians say their most important weapon is a smile, and they use it to good effect. But they're not so naive as to think that smiling alone is the answer. This village is deep in the heart of Hezbollah country, and while the militia group isn't visible on the streets, Hezbollah billboards and posters honoring martyrs who fell in battle are everywhere. Indonesian First Lieutenant Risha Setiawan says much of his time in Lebanon has been spent looking at different armies' attempts to win hearts and minds around the world.
We study with, together with all the officers, okay, what things happen here, what things that we can learn from them, what things that we cannot take as the example.
UNIFIL is not so widely liked by the enemies it is here to keep apart. Both the Israelis and Hezbollah have complained that some peacekeepers are ineffectual. The Israelis claim Hezbollah has smuggled in weapons and rebuilt infrastructure under the noses of UN troops. Hezbollah lambasts UNIFIL for allowing occasional ground incursions and persistent overflights by Israeli jets and spy planes. But one thing the UN does seem to have right is that hearts and minds are better won with an om than a bomb. For the world, I'm Aaron Schachter, Southern Lebanon.
You can see a slideshow of the yoga classes and the peacekeeping forces in southern Lebanon. Just check out our photo galleries at theworld.org.